In this bulletin, US President-elect Joe Biden sends a message of unity as he declares victory, coronavirus restrictions lifted in Victoria, and in tennis, Rafael Nadal's bid for a maiden Paris Masters title has ended after his loss to Alexander Zverev. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. US President-elect Joe Biden has promised to unify and not divide, as he thanked in particular the African American voters who placed their trust in him. He says his presidency will focus on battling racial injustice and getting climate change under control.
I'm proud of the coalition we put together, the broadest and most diverse coalition in history. Gay, straight, transgender, white, Latino, Asian. And especially for those moments when this campaign was at its lowest ebb, the African-American community stood up again for me. You've always had my back, and I'll have yours.
The nation's first female vice president-elect, Kamala Harris, told voters while she may be the first woman in the role, she won't be the last.
And to the children of our country, regardless of your gender, our country has sent you a clear message. Dream with ambition, lead with conviction, and see yourselves in a way that others may not, simply because they've never seen it before. But know that we will applaud you every step of the way.
Harris is also the first African American and the first South Asian to be elected Vice President of the United States. US President Donald Trump has refused to concede the US election, the first one-term president to do so since George H.W. Bush at the start of the 1990s. While Mr. Trump went golfing, his campaign team says he will be filing more lawsuits come Monday to contest the election results. These hardcore Donald Trump supporters say they refuse to accept the election result.
There's a lot of questionable things. I shouldn't be calling this election. There's dozens of lawsuits all over the United States right now. They should resolve those up.
My reaction personally is I think it's a little premature. It just sounds like there's going to be multiple states with recounts and an awful lot of litigation.
Victoria will soon be reunited as one state when a slew of restrictions are lifted in Melbourne from midnight. The 25-kilometre travel limit and the ring of steel around the city will be removed, allowing travel to resume between Melbourne and regional Victoria. Up to 40 customers indoors and 70 outdoors will be allowed at restaurants, cafes and pubs, while gyms and indoor sporting venues will be permitted 20 patrons. Entertainment venues, such as cinemas, museums and music halls, are allowed 20 guests per space, while funerals and indoor religious ceremonies are permitted 20 inside and 50 outside. Home visits will still be limited to 2 people, but they are no longer required to be from the same household and can arrive separately. Victorian Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says one rule that will remain is the mask-wearing mandate.
There'll be a time when we change the settings on masks, but they're useful because they reduce transmission from anyone who might have infection. We don't know the actual caseload out there. Obviously, we've got 9 days of zeros, which is absolutely fantastic. But there can be individuals who haven't been identified.
New South Wales has recorded 0 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases, but health officials are still concerned about the risk of transmission. It comes as 3 returned travellers in hotel quarantine test positive for the virus. Michael Douglas from New South Wales Health warns COVID-19 could spread during the upcoming holiday period as social gatherings increase. Dr. Douglas is urging those living in hotspot areas to come forward for testing. In tennis, top seed Rafael Nadal's bid for a maiden Paris Masters title has ended after his loss to German fourth seed Alexander Zverev. The 20-time Grand Slam champion was beaten 6-4, 7-5 in the semi-finals. Zverev will look to claim his fourth Masters title when he takes on Russian third seed Daniil Medvedev. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth showers, possible storm, 21 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 33. Melbourne, sunny, 26. Hobart, much the same, 23. Canberra, mostly sunny, 22. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, 21. Newcastle, cloudy, 22. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, early shower or 2, 31. And Darwin, possible shower or storm, 34. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.